President Bush wants Justice Sykes to serve on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals based in Chicago. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee voted 14-5 in favor of Sykes' nomination last week. One of the no votes came from Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin. Durbin contends Sykes is being evasive about her views on abortion rights and Miranda warnings, and is hiding behind her interpretation of a state code that restricts judges from commenting on potential cases. Durbin's spokesperson, Joe Shoemaker, says the senator is reserving his right to try to delay Sykes' confirmation before the full Senate. Shoemaker says Sykes was much less forthcoming than a recent Sixth Circuit nominee, Deborah Cook.
In that case of Deborah Cook, Durbin voted for her, one of three Democrats to do so, because he respected her forthrightness. And in Justice Sykes' case, I'm afraid it's going to be a different outcome.
Shoemaker says Durbin respects the fact that Wisconsin Democrats Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold voted for Sykes at the committee level. The two Wisconsin senators have said they respect a bipartisan state nominating panel that backed Sykes. Marquette University law professor Peter Rofus says he's not surprised that Sykes' nomination was challenged, but Rofus says he doesn't think the criticism of Sykes will either deny her confirmation or create a long-lasting stain on her resume.
There's a finite range of people who even follow these developments. And for most of them, and that's essentially the legal community, these matters simply are not going to have any impact.
A Milwaukee newspaper suggested last week that some of Sykes' critics may try to delay her confirmation vote until after this fall's presidential election. But some Wisconsin lawyers and judges are anticipating Sykes will be confirmed soon, so they're spending part of their time trying to get Governor Jim Doyle to choose one of them to replace Sykes on the state Supreme Court. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.